Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall study the methodology of Umrah. People who intend to offer the Umrah shall first of all wear ihram with the solemn intention of offering Umrah from their respective miqats, that is, people who are coming outside Makkah. People who are stationed within Makkah, whether temporarily or permanently, they shall wear their ihram from a place outside the limits of Haram, and people who are residing between the limits of Haram and the miqat, for them their miqat is their own place of residence. Once the ihram is worn, people shall start reciting the talbiyah, which is actually a repetition of these words: labbaik allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika lak labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. I am present before you, O Lord, I am present, I am present. You have no partners. All favors, all gratitude, and all sovereignty is yours. You have no partners. The pilgrims will continue to recite this talbiyah until they reach the Baytullah. As soon as they reach the Baytullah, they will offer the tawaf of the Baytullah. They will then offer the sa'i between the Safa and Marwa. After that, if they have brought with them the animals of Hadi, they shall be sacrificed. And once this sacrifice has taken place, men shall either shave off their heads or have a haircut, and women shall cut a small tuft of their hair. And after this, the ihram can be taken off. This then is a very brief introduction and a brief methodology to the worship ritual of Umrah. In this methodology, some of the components are optional while others are obligatory. Amongst the optional components are the hadi. The animals of Hadi, animal sacrifice, is an optional component, and the sa'i between the Safa and Marwa is also optional. I shall also now explain some of the terms which have been used while describing this methodology. As far as the ihram are concerned, they actually consist of two sheets of cloth for men. One of the sheets will be worn around their body, and the other shall be used as their loincloth. And men shall be required to expose their head, their faces, their hands, and the upper part of their feet. Women, however, can wear stitched clothes as ihram. For them, the only requirement is that their faces and their hands must be exposed. Now, there are certain restrictions also which a pilgrim must observe while being in ihram. He shall not adorn anything. He should not embellish himself. He shall not cut his nails. He should not remove hair or filth or lice from his body, and he shall not even hunt in this condition, in this state. As far as the miqat are concerned, they are actually places which have been demarcated from the Baytullah and which can only be crossed in a state of ihram, and pilgrims must wear the ihram as soon as they cross the miqat, and these are 5 in number. People who are coming from Yemen side, for them the miqat is Jalamlam. People who are coming from the eastern side, for them the miqat is Zatu Irq, and those coming from Medina, it is Zul Hulaifa. Those coming from Najd, it is Qarn, and pilgrims which are coming from Egypt and Syria, their miqat is called Juhfa. Now, as far as the talbiyah is concerned, as I have just referred to, it is basically a repetition of the words Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika lak labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. This is the only recital which has been divinely fixed in this ritual of Umrah. Now, as far as the tawaf is concerned, it consists of circumambulating the holy Kaaba 7 times. We move around the Kaaba 7 times. Each of the rounds begin with the istilam of the Hajri Aswad, and it ends on the Hajri Aswad also. By the istilam of the Hajri Aswad, we mean that the Hajri Aswad shall be kissed, and if a person can also wipe his hands on the Hajri Aswad, and then the hands shall be kissed. And in case of rush hours, when it is not possible to touch or kiss the Baytullah, to kiss the black stone or the Hajri Aswad, then merely pointing one's hand or pointing one's stick towards this direction shall suffice, and this shall be considered as the istilam. As far as the sa'i is concerned, It is also called a tawaf of the Safa and Marwa. One complete round of sa'i consists of walking between Safa and Marwa, and pilgrims are required to offer 7 rounds between the Safa and Marwa. The first of them will begin with Safa and end on Marwa, and the last of them shall begin with Marwa and end on Safa. As far as the Hadi is concerned, the word Hadi refers to animals which are specifically meant to be sacrificed in the limits and within the precincts of the Baytullah. They are animals which have been marked specially and vowed for the Almighty, and their sacrifice is to take place within the Haram. This then is a brief introduction to the methodology of Umrah, as well as some of the terms which have been used in describing this methodology. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ